Please stand if you are able for the reading of the word. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thus the heavens and earth were finished, and all their multitude. And on the seventh day God finished the work that he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all the work he had done. So God blessed the seventh day and hallowed it, because on it God rest from all the work that he had done in creation. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. So last week we began studying the Old Testament, a study that will carry us through much of the 2015. But specifically last week we started looking at creation. And we talked about how God created the heavens and the earth, and the plants, the birds, the fish, even mankind. And he said that it was good. He said that five times. And then the sixth time he said it was very good. So we're looking at creation in this sense, not just from the point of view of this is what God did, or to engage in any sort of argument over how long it took him or anything like that. We're looking at really God's reaction to what he created and what our response to that reaction should be. Last week we said his reaction was, it is very good. And so our response is one of stewardship, that if he called this very good, then it's up to us to take care of it, to do what we can to be good stewards of what he created. Now, today we look at his reaction to something else he created on a day when he actually was not creating anything. And that is this day of rest. By taking the rest, he actually created a day of rest. And it says here in the scripture in Genesis that it was hallowed, that he hallowed it. And in Exodus, when he gives the Ten Commandments to the children of Israel, the fifth commandment was, remember the Sabbath day to keep it, it's the fourth commandment. He said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. So God has called this day of rest holy. All of the rest of creation was good, very good. He said, very good. And so as stewards, we take care of what he called good. But this day he called holy. So what is our response to that? If he created a day that was meant to be hallowed and sacred and holy, what should our response be? Once again, it should be one of stewardship. And the idea of stewardship here isn't that we should take care of that day, but that we should let that day take care of us, because that's what the day is for. We concluded last week's sermon by saying that we also are part of creation. And again, we echo that thought right now when we consider that the Sabbath was created for us to take care of ourselves by observing the Sabbath, by honoring it, by considering it a holy day, and by keeping it. We are taking care of ourselves, which is part of God's creation. I heard about a pastor who was called up on a Saturday by a very angry, irritable parishioner. Said, I tried to call you all day yesterday, and you wouldn't answer the phone. And the pastor said, I'm sorry, Friday is my day off. And the parishioner became even more angry. And he said, you're a pastor, you shouldn't be taking a day off. The devil never has a day off. And then the pastor said, well, if I didn't take a day off, I guess I'd be just like him. It's important for all of us to take that day off, that day of rest, because that's what it was created for. That's what it was intended for. And God made this for us. He didn't make us to serve the Sabbath. He didn't create this other day for us to follow a new set of rules. He created the Sabbath so that we could be properly prepared and rest. It's for our benefit. Now, in the book of in the Gospel of Mark, which we just finished studying, in the second chapter, the Pharisees approach Jesus and they're irritated because the disciples have been gathering food for themselves on the Sabbath day. And they come up to Jesus and they say, your disciples are working on the Sabbath. This isn't right. And at this time, what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all these religious leaders had done was they made the Sabbath basically this whole new set of laws. I think they had something like 39 commands attached to their observance of the Sabbath. I mean, all these big commands like, you know, you can only eat food that you had stored up previously in the week, or if your animal goes missing or falls into a ditch, you can't go get it. And they had come up with all these rules, which basically made the Sabbath another day of work, because you had to work to follow all of these sets of rules. And this is when Jesus said, no, wait, I didn't create man for the Sabbath. I did not create you to serve the idea of Sabbath. I created Sabbath for you to rest, to recharge your battery. And then in the very next verse, Jesus calls himself the Lord of the Sabbath. What did he mean by that? In the Gospel of John, the very first verse, John says, through him, meaning Christ, all things were created. Through Jesus Christ, all things were created. So even in this creation account here in Genesis, we see Jesus. And Jesus is part of this idea of Sabbath. Through him, the Sabbath was created. And he did it not so that we could serve the day and become legalistic and strain ourselves trying to follow all the rules surrounding Sabbath. He did it because he knew that we would need a day off, a day of rest. Now, today, sad to say, there's some confusion surrounding how we're supposed to observe the Sabbath. And I would dare to say that most of us in here are probably pretty bad, myself included, at observing the Sabbath, because it's hard to do. You get a day off, and what's your tendency? You want to cram it full of stuff. You want to do all the shopping, catch up on, you know, paying the bills. If you get, you know, a few days off in a row, maybe you want to take a trip. And so this idea of Sabbath, we think that it just means simply a day off from work where we can do several other things. But that's not really the case. If we're exhausting ourselves on our day off, we are not truly observing the Sabbath, which is a day of rest, a day to recharge, a day to reboot. A good way to know if you are observing Sabbath the correct way is if you feel like going back to work the next day. If you are exhausted the next day, chances are you didn't rest like you should have on that day. And I think we've all had vacations like that. I know I have. I know last summer, we went on a trip, and when I came back, I was more worn out than before I left. That happens sometimes, especially if you have kids and you're traveling and all this kind of stuff, and you come back exhausted. And you hear the phrase, I need a vacation from my vacation, or you need to recover from your vacation. This happens a lot of times with Sabbath, with our day off. We wear ourselves out. Now contrast that to another trip I took with the family, the young clergy retreat in January, came back completely refreshed, ready to do things here at the church, ready to go back to school, ready to take things on, and it's because I had that moment of recharging, of rebooting, and that's what God intends for us to do, to recharge our batteries and to reboot. Now, another misconception that people have about Sabbath is that they think they should observe it more often than they really should. People who take a Sabbath more than once a week, people whose life is a big Sabbath, that's not a great idea. Sabbath doesn't just keep us rested, it also keeps us from becoming lazy. You see, God worked 6 days and then he took that seventh day off. Too much of anything can harm us. Too much rest can harm us. I had somebody tell me one time, well, God worked 6 days and he took the seventh off. I've worked for 6 decades. I'm going to take the seventh one off. And I understand that thought, but if you take an entire decade off from doing anything, chances are it will probably be your last decade, if you even make it through. Because laziness is not good for anybody, and that's the problem we stumble into if we get that balance out of whack. God worked six, and he rested one. That rhythm is time-tested. It's time-approved. We don't work one, rest one, work one, rest one. We wouldn't get anything done that way. Now, why did God call this day, the Sabbath day, holy? He hallowed it. And he said to the children of Israel, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. What does that mean? A lot of times we have this idea that holy means it's filled with worship. And when you ask people, do you keep the Sabbath? A lot of times they'll think, well, that means going to church. Do you go to church on Sunday? Yes, I observe the Sabbath. I go to a worship service. Well, that's not really what it means to keep the day holy. First of all, you can worship God any day of the week, and you should. We should have an attitude and a heart of worship no matter what day it is. But second, the act of worship, the act of coming to church and praising God isn't what gives us rest. We can find rest in doing it. We can recharge our batteries in doing it. But that's not what it means. To keep it holy means to set it apart. We talked about this recently in our study on the Ten Commandments. The word holy, the Hebrew word for it, simply means set apart. God is holy because he is not like us. Jesus was holy because he was without sin, which made him different from us. The word holy means set apart. So when God said that the Sabbath is holy, keep it holy, he means keep that day set apart from all the other days. Make it different. And you can't say it's set apart. You can't say it's holy if it's like all the other days or if it's like every other day. That's where we get back into this idea that there has to be that rhythm. Work six, rest one. It is the one day that is different from all other days. It is set apart. Now, everybody has a different way of recharging their batteries. I understand that. Some people go home, lay in bed, don't do anything. That's their way of resting. And that's fine if that's how you recharge your batteries. But you have to know that when you come out of that, are you ready to go back into life? If not, then that's probably not the best way for you to rest. Now, somebody put it to me once that you can tell if you're an introvert or an extrovert, not necessarily by how comfortable you are in crowds or anything, but based on how do you feel after you've been around a group of people. Extroverts feel energized after they've been around a group of people. Introverts feel exhausted. Introverts feel energized after they've gone into their study or their quiet place or whatever and read a book or prayed or whatever it is that they do in their own. So everybody's personality is unique. We have different ways of energizing ourselves. So the idea that Sabbath is a day where you just get off by yourself and you rest, that may or may not work for you, depending on your personality. So I issue that challenge to you. Think about how do you recharge? Is it around other people? Is it in doing things like hobbies? Or is it in simply just getting away and becoming quiet, just being in solitude? Everyone is different, but find that balance. Find what it is that recharges you. And then set aside a day a week to do that thing. Because in doing that, you'll be striking that rhythm that God intended for us to find so that we can be effective people, effective leaders, effective Christians in the church. That's what he intended. That's why he said, honor this day. Set it aside as holy. This isn't a suggestion. This was one of the Ten Commandments. And it is one of the things that God thought was very important in the creation story. And so he did it. And he intended for us to do the same. There's a set rhythm. Work six, rest one. And when we work too often, we become burned out. and we don't respond well to the call that God puts on our lives, whatever that call may be, to reach out for others, to do work here in the church, if we're burnt out, we're going to say no, or we're going to come up with excuses. If we rest too much, we become lazy and we say no. We have to recognize that keeping Sabbath was part of God's creation plan for us. It was meant for our good. We are part of that creation that God deemed as very good. And if we want to be good stewards of that creation, then we must find that healthy balance between rest and work. Let us pray. Lord, we confess that we are sometimes very terrible at finding that balance. We are not always able to find the correct way to recharge, re-energize, but we ask for your help. We ask that you show us the best way to recharge ourselves, and that you strengthen us in our discipline to find that balance, to do it when it is necessary and only when it is necessary. Lord, we ask that you empower us, and that you make our days of rest fruitful so that we can be good stewards and servants of your kingdom. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is Near to the Heart of God, hymn number 472. Please stand if you are able. Hymn number 472.